a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. Everyone, please turn off your cell phones. We've done pretty good this year. So without cell phones going off, but as a courtesy to the witnesses and the audience in the committee, please turn them off. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Risley.
Here.
Hansen.
Yep.
Hi. Howie.
Here.
Wilczek.
Here.
Maher.
Yep.
Schmidt.
Here.
Sally.
Here. We have a full committee this morning, so our quorum is filled. The minutes have been provided to you in your books, and the chair would entertain a motion on those minutes. Been moved by Senator Frisley, seconded by Senator Schmidt, to approve the minutes as written in your black book. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. I want to welcome all the folks here in the audience and those at home on the internet to our committee meeting this morning. If you're going to testify, please remember to sign in at the door. Anyone can testify in the legislature here. If you're going to speak for an organization, you have to get a lobbyist badge, but anyone can speak for themselves as a witness. If you have any handouts, please give them to the pages and let them hand them out. At this time, I'd like to have the pages move towards the testimony desk and tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hi, my name's Paxton Bashan. I'm from Belfouche.
Belfouche. Paxton, thank you.
And I'm Sean Bogue from Faith.
Sean Bogue from Faith. I think we have heard that name before in these halls. Heard the Bogue name anyway. All right. The agenda for the hearing this morning, we're going to take it in the order that it is printed in the book. Unless there is, and we will, the only thing we'll take up that is not on the agenda is we will talk about if anybody has any ideas for a summer study. We're getting to that point in the legislative session where we start talking about summer studies. If anyone has any ideas, we will talk about them. And this then, unless something comes up, this then could be our last meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee. These are the last two bills that have come up. So this very well could be our last meeting. So with that, we will start out with House Bill 1107, and that is a bill that has been hoghouse, and Representative Cronin, I think, is first up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Justin Cronin, representative from District 23. Quick history on House Bill 1107. It started off as a bill with sponsored by Representative Van Gerpen to reinstate driver's license locations in a number of places that had been closed down. That bill was hoghoused before it even came to committee, and was then a bill that would allow folks to renew their driver's licenses after this first set of license requirements from the federal government. It would allow them to renew through the mail at the 5-year mark of their 10-year license. That bill failed on the House floor. I reconsidered the vote and then brought this hoghouse amendment. I had planned on working with Representative Van Gerpen when his bill passed to bring this amendment on. This amendment that I bring before you today was kind of a solution to a problem that was brought to my attention during the session from some folks back in my district. 1107, as it is now, is a bill that will allow a non-resident foreign worker to renew their commercial driver's license upon valid documentary evidence that the applicant is authorized to stay in the United States for a certain period of time. The department will renew the non-resident CDL without skills or knowledge test if the license has been expired for less than a period of 1 year. Basically, the folks that contacted me were custom harvester operations and some farmers and ranchers, and I had placed some phone calls to folks that I knew had foreign workers, And it's more of a burden on the employer to have to set up a time to have the written and the driving test done every single year when these folks come back. They've only been gone for a period of, you know, 3 up to 4 months. Especially with the harvester organizations, they come every spring. They are driving all the time with their job all summer long and through the fall. And this was the main concern and the reason for bringing this amendment or this bill. Much like each one of us, these people have good driving records, and the only reason they're losing their license is because of the date on their visa from the federal government. It's a set time period, and that's what the license is made for, was just from date to date. And the only reason that it expires is because it has an end date, and that's the only reason they have to come back and keep retaking the test. And like us, you know, I haven't taken a driver's test since I was 14. I've had a good record. I don't have problems, and I've always been able to get back and renew it on time. So that's kind of where this comes from. I worked with in short order with the Department of Public Safety and Mr. Betts. And that's what we have before us today. I'll stand by for any questions.
Further proponents of House Bill 1107. Further proponents of House Bill 1107. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1107. Are there any opponents of House Bill 1107? Any opponents of House Bill 1107? Last call for opponents of 1107. If they're not, we will open it up to questions by the committee. Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When these people came to, these are foreign citizens, right? They're foreign citizens?
Mr. Chairman. Yes, the folks that came to me were farmers and custom harvester employers of these foreign citizens, yes.
Mr. Chairman, what country were they from mostly?
I guess I would have to say they're spread around, Mr. Chairman, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa is kind of the general consensus of where these workers are coming from.
Thank you.
Senator Schmidt.
Why are they here? Why are these, are they truck drivers?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a number of them. We have a few farmers in my hometown that hire them as summer hired hands. They'll drive trucks. They'll run sprayers. They'll haul the grain. They'll do almost anything. They're exceptional workers. As far as the harvesters, they come over, get the CDLs, and they do the trucking and running of the combines for the harvest crews as well. So there's a couple ranchers that have them that, you know, just basically the hired hand that'll get out there and do the work. And it's kind of becoming an increasing problem in our area with the lack of younger workers. These folks come in and take up the slack of the exodus of young workers. They're mostly aged 20, maybe 18 to 25 is probably the average age of these folks coming over.
Okay. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I subpoena somebody from the audience to come up and answer questions?
I don't think we need a subpoena, but you can sure ask someone to come up and answer some questions.
Can I have Deb come up, please?
You want, or would you rather have Cindy Gerber, maybe?
Gerber.
you could have Deb come up. I think you got her heart going this morning, though. Kind of jump-started it.
I think she could have answered it, too, though. So we're going to give these people a year from the time their license expires, and we give our own citizens not another day, and they have to take the whole written and driving test again. Is that parity?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Is this on? Okay. Cindy Gerber, driver licensing. The difference is our drivers have a full driver's license, and so they have and I should back up a little bit. They do have a 30-day grace period in which to renew without retesting the people that get a regular driver's license here. The difference between these and the non-resident CDL that are issued, they are issued their license only through their duration of stay, which means that they have to go back home. Their license expires. So then if they come back the next year, they don't have an opportunity to renew that license without it expiring. So that's the difference in that. Whereas our drivers, you have 180 days before and you have 30 days after in which to renew your license. Does that explain it?
Mm-hmm.
Senator Schmidt.
Cindy, why don't we hire our guys? I mean, you don't have to. I know you're not maybe an authority why we don't have to, but why don't we? Why do we get these guys from New Zealand when we're having unemployment lines? Any ideas?
maybe we'll. You might want to pose that to Representative Cronin.
Okay.
He might have a better idea.
Okay.
Any questions for Cindy while she's here?
Yes.
Senator Howey.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I do have a question. It's not related to this bill, so I'm just wondering, after we get through with the bill, if she's still around.
You could ask her after the meeting. That would be fine, too.
Well, I'd like it on the Internet. It does have to do with driver's license renewals, but
okay.
I don't need to ask it right now.
Okay. Senator Klocek.
Mr. Chairman, Cindy, so what we're doing in following up with Senator Hansen's question is we're carving out an even better deal for these foreign people going a year instead of 180 days then, giving them a year grace period instead of 180 day grace period for our U.S. citizens. Am I correct in that, or am I missing something?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Senator. The bill does allow for a person that has a non-resident CDL, as long as their license is expired for less than a year, to not have to take the testing.
Right. And a follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Senator.
And CDL means they'll be like hauling grain and combining and driving heavy trucks on our highways in South Dakota.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
That is correct. CDL holders are allowed to drive commercial vehicles for those purposes.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
Before you leave, so let's say I get my CDL, which I don't have one. How long is that good for?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That is valid for 5 years.
5 years. Mm-hmm. And then after 5 years, I have to take the test again, or just go in and say I want my CDL renewed? Do I have to take the test and the driver's test and the written test again?
Thank you for the question, Senator. As long as you do it prior to the expiration date, you have 180 days prior to do it, and you don't need to do any testing. You have 30 days after in which you don't have to do any testing. So as long as the CDL is renewed prior to 30 days after expiration, there's no testing required.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Frisley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just so I have this right in my mind, this bill provides the opportunity for the people from the foreign country to do the renewal just as we here in South Dakota do. It's a renewal part that gives them the opportunity to renew their former CDL in much the same manner as what we do here in South Dakota. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Gerber.
It gives them the opportunity to renew as long as they're not expired for more than a year without retesting. The difference is the people that are from this country, they get a CDL, their license is valid for 5 years, but those that are from another country, they're valid just for their duration of stay.
Any further questions? Thank you. Mr. Cronin, Senator Schmidt had a question. Maybe you could help him a little bit.
Yes. Could you repeat the question again? Just to make sure I had it right.
Yeah. Why are we hiring these out-of-state, out-of-country people? I'm not trying to stump the band.
Yeah.
I'm just curious why we have such an unemployment problem here and we're going overseas to find our people to drive trucks and stuff?
Mr. Chairman, we, a couple of harvesters, actually my
my sister-in-law and brother, or my sister and brother-in-law, run a custom harvest operation out of North Dakota, and they will advertise. They did it for 23 years with U.S. workers, and they would advertise and advertise and advertise, and every once in a while you'd get someone to come in, and they were, you know, they had the, I guess, in my opinion, they had the, you know, sometimes they'd just walk off the job, they'd take off, they were not quite as dependable as what it turns out these folks are, being that they're all the way over here, this is the reason they're here, but I'm sure that, in my best opinion, the ranchers and farmers around North Central South Dakota would love to be hiring people from the United States, and they try to find workers in any way they can, but this seems to be the only guarantee they have. They need a worker at the beginning of planting season, and they know these folks will, this organization they go through will have someone here when they're ready to start.
Okay, thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Crone, what's the name of that organization?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not exactly sure. There's a number of different organizations out there I believe that you can go through to get hired help. But I do not know the actual name of one of them.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kolachek.
At a later date before the floor vote, if I could have it.
Okay.
Just for a point of information.
Okay. Any other questions that are pertinent to the bill this morning? If not, we'll close it to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Chairman.
Senator Kolachek.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I plan on voting for this bill no matter what. I guess I'd like to see a few maybe amendments to it, but I do have an amendment that I'd like to offer, and it's the name of it is 1107B.
TB.
And I hope that the good representative thinks it's a friendly amendment. I want to thank Cindy Gerber this morning for mentioning some things that jarred my memory a little bit when we were talking. And what this does is an issue that, well, first of all, I'd move this amendment.
We have an amendment, 1107TB, that's been moved by Senator Kolachek and seconded by Senator Maher. Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And what this bill does, it takes, I believe it was Representative Van Gerpen and Representative Wismer and myself have worked very hard, and others, on driver's license exam stations and keeping them in our rural areas. And this is Representative Wismer's bill. It seems to be the most condensed and concise bill to address that issue, and it's just a simple little hog house. It's not a real thick hog house, but a small hog house to reinstate those driver's licenses. And the Department of Public Safety shall offer by October 1st, 2010, a driver's license site in each municipality in which the department offered a driver's license site on January 1, 2006. Thereafter, no driver's license site may be closed if at least 1,500 persons, based on the most recent federal census, resides within 30 miles of the driver's license site. This is a huge issue in our rural areas. We do need to keep those exam stations open. Already I've received calls from people that went to both Mitchell and Sioux Falls sites. They're having two-hour waiting periods for these exam stations. They're having problems with getting their exams done in a timely manner. People are taking off work. They think they're going to be gone for just an hour, and they're gone the whole day. And it's a real serious issue in our rural areas. And, of course, I'd be glad to answer any questions, and I would ask for a roll call vote.
Further discussion on Amendment 1107TB. Senator Frisley.
Well, I think Representative Cronin has a very good bill here. I think it's been demonstrated that this is probably something that cannot get passed. And I would discourage passing this amendment. I think we've got a good bill with the original bill, and I would encourage the committee to put the 41st day on the amendment.
All right. Other comments?
Senator Klochek.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this bill has not seen the light of day and never been discussed in the Senate, and I just think we need that opportunity to do that on the floor. And I'd be willing to work with Representative Cronin to add his as back in as a friendly amendment on the floor if this bill does go through and work it so he can get his bill passed as well. Thank you.
Other comments on Amendment 1107-TB?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Schmidt.
My feelings are, it's the first time I've seen this, but that would be kind of expensive, all those little towns with their own driver's license plates. I guess I'm asking.
Senator Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, it would simply keep it as it was before. There would be no added, the cost would have stayed the same as it was last year. So it's not an added expense. I guess what they're trying to do is claiming they're saving money, but until we have some hard numbers on where the money's being saved by moving, closing them and moving to the urban areas, already we're hearing of examiners being added at Rapid City and Sioux Falls, staffing increases, more time delays, more problems with dealing with the public on this issue. This is going to be a hot potato item, if you know what I mean, come this next fall when those people are sitting at those driver stations as they are now, and because we're not dealing with it in the rural areas. We're putting another added burden on our rural citizens, and it's just not right to do that. It's a fairness issue and would ask for your support.
The question has been called. It's on the amendment, Klochek Amendment 1107-TB. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators. Grizzly.
No.
Hansen.
No.
Howie.
No.
Klochek.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Schmidt.
No.
Valley.
No. Amendment 1107-TB fails on a 6-1 or a 1-6 vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We are back to discussion on and or action on 1107.
Move do pass, Mr. Chair.
Been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Klochek, seconded by Senator Maher to do pass on 1107. Any discussion? There is none. I thank the representative for bringing this. I do see the need here where these people are out of the country and obviously can't get back for the 180 days ahead of time to take the test. And if they've already passed it, they should have that opportunity to renew. So with that, is there any other discussion? If there's not, the motion has been moved and seconded. We're on the do pass motion on 1107. The secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Grizzly.
Aye.
Hansen.
No.
Howie.
Aye.
Klochek.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Smith.
No.
Valley.
Aye.
House Bill 1107 goes to the floor with a do pass motion. Okay, we do have. Our next bill on the agenda is House Bill 1130. Representative Van Gerpen, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate your leadership and allow me the time to get over here from another committee that I had to vote on a particular bill. Bill Van Gerpen, State Representative, District 19, Bonham, Douglas, Hutchison, and part of Turner County. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I bring before you House Bill 1130. As you look at this particular piece of proposed legislation, I'm sure you remember last year that under the leadership and guidance of Senator Adelstein, we had the development of a license plate for those who were eligible under the Gold Star Special License Plate Program. What this license plate does is, does at the current time, any resident owner of a motor vehicle who is a parent of the armed services who died while in service to this country or died as a result of the service would qualify for that license plate. In the discussion that we had at that time and since then with Deb Helmer and the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Mr. Steve Harding, we've decided that it would be important that we add to this legislation that would include, as you see in line 5 on page 1, that a parent, as well as a spouse, a brother, a sister, or child, should be given the opportunity to purchase one of these license plates to display that this family member of theirs has been lost in the defense of the freedoms that you and I enjoy so much in this country. And I would defer to Mr. Steve Harding and Ms. Deb Helmer for further testimony on how this, on the fundamentals of how this plate will work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Van Gerpen. Other proponents of House Bill 1130. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm retired Colonel Steve Harding, the Deputy Secretary of Military and Veterans Affairs and a registered public lobbyist. I think Representative Van Gerpen pretty much covered most of the items in this bill. It was Senate Bill 151 that unanimously passed last year, both houses. And as he explained, it is a special motor vehicle license plates for parents, or Senate Bill 151 was, for members of the United States Armed Forces that were died in service for this country. Since that time, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs has had several requests of to extend that to more family members rather than just parents. There were brothers and sisters that wanted to honor their deceased veteran. So this bill and its amendment does add spouses, children, and siblings. So the Gold Star license plate is just one way to preserve the memories and the sacrifices of those citizens that have given so much already. So I ask for your support of this bill.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1130. Welcome, Director Helmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I always have the fun part of the job when we talk about these things. I thought I'd just bring a sample of what the Gold Star plate looks like. And during session last year when the bill was originally introduced, Representative Van Gerpen had said to me that he would like to amend it and add additional family members. So you will see that when we designed the plate last year, we put Gold Star family rather than Gold Star parent or something of that nature, specifically for the purpose because we knew Representative Gerpen wanted to expand it. The applicant of these plates does pay the full license fee. They pay $10 for the plate initially, and then they do not pay it upon renewal. So it's pretty similar to how we handle the rest of our special plates, recognizing the veterans. So we support and worked with Representative Gerpen to design the plate. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Further proponents of House Bill 1130. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Wade Hubbard. I am chairman of the State Veterans Commission. And I'm here today to say that the State Veterans Commission unanimously and overwhelmingly support this legislation, including with the amendment.
Thank you.
Any questions, sir?
We'll hold questions till I think we might be getting down towards the end, so you don't want to maybe go too far here. Further proponents of House Bill 1130. Further proponents. Senator Adelstein, do you want to give some comments?
Is that the number?
That's it. Just to catch you up, Representative Van Gerpen has given testimony on it, as has Director Hilmer and Deputy Secretary Harding, and you may have heard the gentleman, Mr. Hubbard, from the State Veterans Commission. So you're on.
All I can add is that this is an improvement on the bill that we passed last year that I sponsored. And I think we just managed to get 134 through the State Affairs in the House, so it's all veterans all the way. So I urge your support of this very simple bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of House Bill 1130. Further proponents of House Bill 1130. Last call for further proponents of House Bill 1130. Any opponents, House Bill 1130? Any opponents of House Bill 1130? Last call for opponents of House Bill 1130. If there are no opponents, we'll open up to questions by the committee. Senator Hansen.
Now can I speak to you, Deb?
This one I know something about, Senator.
Are we going to get 10 years out of that license plate?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Senator Hansen. Yes, I do believe you will get 10 years out of that plate.
Thank you.
Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Hilmer, in your earlier comments, you said that we'll leave it up to, I thought you said up to Representative Van Gerpen to design the plates. Who designs the plates? Maybe just a little clarification on your earlier comments. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe you said a little different.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Klocek, we designed the plates. We worked with the there is a uniform design out there for a Gold Star plate, and so we got the Gold Star from the military, and then we designed the prison industries designed the plate for us. I just worked with Senator Van Gerpen when he indicated that he was going to expand it from just being a parent plate to including other members of the immediate family, that we designed it with the Gold Star family on it so that it was consistent with what the goal was, to make the plate so it could be recognized by any family member.
Yeah, thank you.
Other questions by the committee? Any other questions? If there are no questions, we'll close it to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action on House Bill 1130. Senator Hansen. Been moved by Senator Hansen. Do pass. Is there a second? Senator Frisley seconds. So we have a motion for due pass on 1130 by Senator Hansen, seconded by Senator Frisley. Any discussion on that motion? If there is no discussion on the motion, I want to thank Mr. Van Gerpen and Senator Adelstein for bringing this bill. And with that, if there's no further discussion, the secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Frisley.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Howey.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye. House Bill 1130 goes to the floor on a due pass motion. Unanimous. It would qualify for consent. It's been moved by to take House Bill 1130 to the floor on consent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, I'll move to the floor on consent. Klocek seconded. Sorry. All right, at this point, we're through with our normal business. I would see if there's anyone that has any summer study ideas. I want to thank you, Representative. Thank you. Any ideas by the committee on something for a summer study?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I don't know if it qualifies for summer study or just a report by the department, but there's new technology being developed all the time in asphalting and cement and all those things, and somehow that this committee should be updated on the new technology, and you know, to say, well, we need more money, and I know you did a valiant effort to try to get more money, but to actually justify, say, we've got a new product that extends the life of the tar or the oil or extends the life or makes the cement more durable and lasts longer or something, that somehow a study of the of that, or I don't know, I'm just throwing some things out there.
Okay.
So.
I don't think you were here at the meeting. We had a 2-hour presentation by it was early in the session by the research analysts at the Department of Transportation, and they went through the whole new things that were coming out on doing that. So we could sure have, I think that would be something that we could have the Department of Transportation come back to us. If you'd want to make that as a motion to do a summer study, we could sure take a look at it. I do know, though, that we did have a report on that earlier in the session. Okay. Any other ideas for summer study? I could make a motion that we have one for another summer study on the highway needs again. We've only done that 2 years in a row, but I will spare the committee that that vote and spare the e-board from having to discuss that again. I guess at this point, I would like to thank all the committee members. We've had a real good session. I don't know that we need to have any more meetings. If we do, I will announce them, and we will put that up on the record. We could have a Monday meeting, and we do have a time where we could have one on Wednesday. In fact, that's what I was going to do to think about summer studies. But in talking to folks, I didn't know of any ideas that were going to come up for a summer study. So we may need that time. Some of us may be at a conference committee or something at that point in time. So I do want to thank each one of you personally. I think we've done a good job this year. We've had a lot of bills come before us. It was probably my toughest time as chairman to kill my own pet bill, but and it was one that came out of the summer study. I shouldn't say it was mine, but hopefully next year we will take another look at it, those on the Transportation Committee. Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank you, too, for your diligence and your work, your hard work that you've done this year and being, you know, not partisan in any issues that have come here. You've been very fair to us, and I think we've done a yeoman's job of work through this committee, and you've done a very good job of handling it.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that. I think transportation is an issue. We want to make sure it doesn't become partisan, and I thank the Senator and those on the other side of the aisle for keeping it very nonpartisan. Senator Frisley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I would also like to thank you for your diligent job and all the work and effort that you've put into all the bills that we've had. You left no stone unturned in every bill that we looked at, and even though you are my seatmate, I I would like to thank you for the job well done. So,
thank you, Senator Frisley. And we you know, just like everything else, even seatmates don't always agree.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I was maybe on second thought, do you suppose that we could look into bicycle safety?
No. all right. If there's no other further comments by the committee, if we need to have another meeting, I will post that and get to you individually with that. The chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Maher, seconded by Senator Frisley to adjourn. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned.